And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Now that Mary has persuaded her husband Larry to go to Hollywood and accept a picture contract, she finds herself missing him even more than she'd expected. And right now, as she lies in her bed in a New York hospital, recovering from acid burns inflicted by Claudia Vincent, she finds her spirits unusually low. A visitor has just left, and suddenly the door of her room opens again, and her close friend Maud Marlowe comes in.
Mary? Just what was Rupert Barlow doing here? I couldn't believe my eyes when I nearly ran into him out there in the hall.
We came to visit me, Maud.
Well, what in the world does he mean? If I'd been here, he couldn't have come in this room, let me tell you.
Oh, I don't see why not, Maud. Oh, you'd better sit down and cool off a bit. You sound so tense and angry.
Rupert Barlow, indeed. I didn't think he would have the nerve. Oh, it didn't surprise me when he sent you that greenhouse full of roses. It's typical of the man. But to come here in person...
But why shouldn't he, Maud? It was just a friendly gesture.
Indeed. I mistrust Rupert Barlow's friendly gestures, and I believe there's been very good reason for that feeling.
I don't know, Maud. Oh, you've tried to convince me over and over that Rupert is a dangerous man, that he's ruthless and self-centered, and that he's used his money and position for purely selfish ends all his life.
Well, it's true. Good heavens, Mary, you should know that. Think of the trouble he caused you all the time Larry was in jail, waiting to be tried for Oliver Wilson's murder.
I am thinking of that, Maud. I remember that Rupert engaged the famous Clarence Brewster to defend Larry. And I also remember that he moved out of his New York apartment and turned it over to you and me so that I could be closer to Larry.
I doubt very much if his invitation was intended to include me, Mary. The Rupert Barlows of the world have little use for middle-aged character actresses who stand guard between them and a desirable woman.
Maud, you practically had me convinced that Rupert was what you say. But now I'm not so sure.
How can you say that, Mary? Don't you remember how he deliberately created trouble between you and Larry when he sent you a fabulous emerald bracelet for Christmas? And what about those candid camera pictures of you and Rupert taken all over New York?
I'll admit I was angry about the bracelet. It was a clumsy thing for Rupert to do. But I'm inclined to believe Rupert when he said I could use it to raise money for expenses during Larry's trial.
Ah, what nonsense.
And about the pictures. It was Rupert's former chauffeur Victor who took them and sold them to Marty Rufus for his gossip column. That wretched Victor can't be trusted, even after Rupert has been so wonderful to him all these years.
Well, I must say I don't understand this sudden about-face, Mary. Rupert Barlow is not to be trusted, and you should know it by now.
Maud, you're determined to dislike Rupert, and so is Larry. Nothing anyone could say would convince you. And yet it seems to me that he can't be everything bad when he keeps right on being sweet and considerate and friendly to me. Even after he knows that I'll probably be disfigured for life when they take the bandages off my face.
What do you mean?
Well, if Rupert were as selfish as you claim, would he bother with me now that my face is burned with acid?
Well, I don't know what to say to that. And I suppose he had a good deal to say about Larry and his trip to Hollywood.
He didn't know Larry had left New York.
What nonsense. It was in Marty Rufus' Broadway column. I don't believe Rupert has missed his column for years.
Well, he appeared to be very surprised when I told him.
Oh? Well, what else did he say about it?
He didn't understand. I told Rupert that I was the one who persuaded Larry to go to Hollywood. But even so, he seemed to think it was strange.
Well, I expect there'll be a lot of people who'll feel the same way about it. I, for one, don't understand why Larry suddenly made up his mind and flew out there. I'd have bet anything he wouldn't leave New York. I still can't figure it out.
Well, it's quite simple, Maud. Larry needs to have work and peace of mind. If he'd stayed here, he'd have been more worried all the time about me and his responsibilities.
Hmm. Do you think he has achieved this peace of mind just by running out to the coast? What does he say about it?
I don't know, Maud. I haven't heard yet. I guess he's waiting to talk to Tom Bryson first.
And at this same time, Larry Noble is seeing his good friend Tom Bryson for the first time in many months. Now, as Larry enters the playwright's living room at a well-known Hollywood hotel, he makes a mental note not to say anything about the wire he read in the drawer in Mary's hospital room. The wire from Tom saying that he was following Mary's urgent request to bring Larry to the coast. And as Larry crosses the room, we hear,
Larry! Oh, you're a sight for sore eyes.
Hello, Tom. It's good to see you. Even with that brace or cast or whatever it is you have on.
Oh, this is nothing compared to what they had me bundled up in when I first hurt my back. Now I can at least get around a little. And it won't be long now before I can move out of here.
Oh, glad to hear it, Tom. Mary and I were worried about you when we heard about your fall.
Worried about me? Well, all I had was a spill off a horse. Should have had more sense than to take him out in the first place. Oh, but, what about Mary? Tell me the whole story. How is she?
I don't know, Tom. That is, I can't tell for sure how it's going to be when they take off the bandages.
Well, what did the doctor say?
Dr. Allen, who's handling the case, says she's doing very well. Better than he expected. But just what that means, he won't say.
Oh, it's a terrible thing, terrible. I'm like to strangle Claudia Vincent with my bare hands.
How do you think I feel? It's all my fault for ever being taken in by Claudia in the first place. But it's too late to undo that now. All I can hope is that Mary will come out of it without serious scars.
Yes, yes, I know what you mean, Larry.
About this picture contract, Tom. Suppose you give me the details. You were pretty vague in your telegram.
Oh, I had to be, Larry. Now, this is one of those quiet deals. It's with a small outfit. I don't know whether you've heard of them or not.
I'll let you know when you tell me the name.
Oh, sure, sure. It's Marco and Franklin.
Nope, never heard of them.
Well, they're pretty new, but they're going places. Well, I was talking to Sam Marco the other night, and he told me, in confidence, that he needed someone for the picture that they've got in production. He brought me the script, and it looks right down your alley, Larry.
What about money, Tom? That's my main reason for flying out here, you know, and leaving Mary at a time like this.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. I wish I could say it was a whopping big contract, but it isn't. Still, the picture ought to do you a lot of good.
You mean it'll be an artistic success? That's just what I need right now when I'm over my head in debt.
No, it isn't as bad as that, Larry. No, I only meant that it's not what you've been offered from time to time in the past.
All right, let's cut out the preamble. What is the offer in dollars and cents?
$1,500 a week for the duration of the shooting. They work on a fast schedule. They ought to wind up this picture in 6 to 8 weeks, according to Marco.
Hmm.
And meantime, you could kind of look around and get yourself something more profitable. Hope I haven't sold you a turkey. Looked good to me.
I appreciate your interest, Tom. It was very decent of you to think of me.
Well, it was mostly the story and, oh, I don't know, I just took a chance.
And here I am. I guess you're wondering how I happened to leave Mary at a time like this.
Well, Larry, I know that it's been a tough time for both of you. We have to be practical. It was a bad time of year in New York. Nothing much to hope for until next fall.
That's right. That's what Mary pointed out. You haven't asked me yet what she thinks of the idea.
Well, I assume you talked it over and decided it was the best thing to do.
That's it. We decided it was the best thing to do. Or maybe I ought to say that Mary decided.
Well, I guess she knows best, Larry.
Yes. I was thinking of how she might feel alone in the hospital, wondering what to expect when they finally take the bandages off. I had kind of a halfway idea I might be some comfort to her at the time. I even thought she might want me to be with her. But it turns out she'd rather do it this way. So right now, I don't feel that I'm in a very strong bargaining position, if you see what I mean, Tom.
Yeah, sure. Of course. I'm glad you came out here, Larry. I hope things work out.
They've got to work out. As I told you, Tom, I'm not in a very good bargaining position. I need money right away. And I can't afford to turn down any reasonable offer. That's why I'm here in Hollywood. That and one other reason.
Well, I'll send you over to Marco right away. Just let me write you a note to the guy. You'll like him, I think. He's smart. He's ambitious. Oh, maybe you'll want to read the script before you talk terms. That's up to you, Larry. Well, I hope everything works out all right.
Thanks, so do I.
I don't suppose you want to hang around here in Hollywood any longer than you have to. But if you want me to, I'll get you together with a darn good agent. Might be a good idea for the future.
You do that, Tom. I'm interested in anything that'll make money. And there's no hurry about getting back to New York, so if this man of yours can line up anything while I'm working for your friend Marco, so much the better. I don't care what it is or how long it takes, just so it pays off.
Tom Bryson looks at his old friend as though he didn't recognize him, for this is an entirely new Larry Noble, a man determined to make whatever money he can in the shortest time possible, for the support of his wife and his young son. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.